Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Production is now underway at ECR's Raglan Gold Project in Australia. The ramp up is beginning, and Nick Tulloch has just been out to project. He's here now to tell us what's been going on, what the latest is, and what the company's plans are. Nick, very good to see you.
Yeah, good morning, Alistair. Good to see you as well.
So there's been an announcement out today. Tell us what that says, first of all, and then we'll perhaps broaden the conversation out afterwards.
Sure. Well, as you said at the start, we've had a team on site now at Raglan for a couple of weeks. I was actually out there myself a week or so ago. We've been getting the project up and running. And there's a fair amount of preparations to do. We inherited a fair amount of equipment with the acquisition that we did. So we've had all that serviced, had it checked out. Good news is it's all fine. We've been scoping out the site, and there's a map in today's announcement that displays where the old creek bed is. So this is our sort of phase one, if you like, of mining. And what we've been doing over the last 2 weeks is preparation. Some digging, some preparation. But more about actually making sure we've got a good and solid plan for the next 2 to 3 months. Yeah, I'm not saying this to be apologetic, but it's always tempting in an alluvial situation, just get in with the excavator, dig everything up and see what you find. But you'd be a busy fool pretty quickly. And the objective for us is to make sure we've identified where the right places are to dig, where the right places are to process the matter into gold. And yeah, that's been the primary target for the last couple of weeks. And that's going to go on a little bit as well, by the way. We're going to continue to dig test pits and to examine the ground to make sure we're getting the best bang for our buck in terms of excavating the right parts of the project site.
So you're on the ground, you're mining to a degree, but more importantly, you've got a mine plan, I suppose.
That is more important. You're absolutely right. Any mine has got a series of safety requirements. So just for example, we've upgraded the fire safety. We're doing all the electrical checks that you need to do. And the last thing we want is the mines department to turn up and say, guys, you haven't done what you need to do. You'll be sort of temporarily closed down. So we've been very, very careful to make sure we've got all of the requirements in place, but equally careful to make sure that we've got a mining plan. And as I say, the temptation is you just get in there and dig. You're like a sort of frenzied sort of schoolboy in a sandpit. But actually much better to work out where in the sand, where in the ground we're going to go. And that was the purpose of this morning's announcement, which we're very pleased about. This is a $1 million Australian acquisition. The plant equipment alone, based on our insurance valuation, is worth far more than that. And if what we've discovered is the possibility of getting $7 million of gold out of that sort of phase one mine, and this is kind of the easy location. This is just following the old creek bed. If that's worth $7 million, subject to all the disclaimers that you can see in the announcement, if that's worth $7 million, I think we're pretty pleased with how this acquisition has gone.
Yeah, so $7 million, Australian dollars, that you talk about. Also, the number 938 ounces, I think, appears in the release. So that's the estimated production from phase one that you're talking about.
Yeah, so what we've done is we've mapped out the creek, and if people are looking at the announcement alongside this video, the blue section of the map is the creek. We've taken out parts that have already been mined, so we acknowledge that we're not the first people to tread on this ground, so we've taken out the bits that have already been mined. We've mapped out the square meterage, and we've assumed, pretty conservatively, that gold-bearing gravels are only 1.5 meters. Now, that would be tight. There's a far greater depth in Blue Mountain, for example. Our project not so far away. But we've assumed 1.5 meters. That gives us about 243 1,000 bank cubic meters to mine over a period of time. We've also assumed a grade of 0.12. And that's not because we think the overall grade of the property is 0.12 or the overall grade of the mining area is 0.12. But you have to start somewhere. And going on all of the samples we've taken, including the very low grade samples, you know, bluntly places we won't go back to, you know, we get to 0.12. So you're taking a very conservative basis. That's when we get to 938 ounces. And yeah, going on today's pricing, that's where we get $7 million.
And there could be more to come as well. Phase one is the operative word here, isn't it? Or words here. There could be more than one phase, one assumes.
Yeah, look, every story has to start somewhere. And yeah, you go to the most, I suppose, identifiable mining location, and that's the creek bed. But again, you can see on the map, there's a number of side creeks, tributaries. There's some hard rock opportunity as well over on the western boundary of the property. So there's a fair bit more to go for. Yeah, and that's sort of, you know, even sort of leaving aside the conservative assumptions we've put in. But, and I'm probably sounding apologetic, you know, I don't mean to. We're absolutely over the moon with what we've got. But there's quite a lot to go for with Raglan. Yeah, it's also worth saying that the wider area has attracted a fair amount of interest as well. So you know, we know we're in the right place because there's a mining lease, but it gives us some comfort that there are companies operating or looking around the wider sort of Raglan, sort of Rockhampton to Gladstone corridor. So that's also very comforting.
You've also got a buyer as well. That's a recent announcement that the company put out too, talking about an offtake deal that you guys have done. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, you know, on the face of it, selling gold shouldn't be that difficult. It's a, you know, it's an incredibly liquid asset. But someone's got to take the gold from it. Someone's got to refine it, purify it, you know, melt it down into bars and sell it. There's a few opportunities in Australia, but we've settled on an offtaker that we think is very well matched to our purposes. The pricing is extremely attractive. The logistics of getting our product to them, you know, equally straightforward. So it perhaps wasn't the most difficult step we had to take, but it was a very necessary step and also a very important step to get right. I mean, get your offtaker wrong and get your pricing wrong and the whole economic falls apart. So when I was out in Australia, I met with the offtaker. I toured their facility. It was struck up a good personal relationship, and it's going to be a good partnership, not just for Raglan actually, but as we get other projects into production, that same offtaker can and will take production from the other projects too.
So tell us a little bit about the practicalities of what's going to go on there next. So you've got the alluvial material. What do you guys do? You sort of scoop it up and kind of separate out the gold? How does it all work? And then what is the actual substance that you are transporting to the offtaker?
Yeah, it's gold mining has a sort of rather sort of romantic connotation, but actually if you visit Raglan, it's a little bit like a construction site. You'll see an excavator, you'll see a front end loader, yeah, you'll see large trucks, but most importantly, you'll see a wash plant. So alluvial gold is really about volume. And we talk about the wash plant being rated at 60 tons per hour. We talk about the grade in the ground. In the Stornis announcement, our average grade quoted is 0.12. So bluntly, what we're doing is identifying where to trench. You know, that's the blue section in this morning's announcement. Digging that ground, load it into a truck. The truck takes it to the wash plant. The wash plant runs at up to 60 tons per hour and will produce into nugget traps, that sort of slightly larger nuggets that we come out with. And then at the end of the process, you know, the much finer gold. And I mean, I'm just trying to give you an example. I don't know how well this is going to come up on the video, but I mean, that's Raglan gold. And I don't know if you can see the sort of the different sort of sizes and sort of shapes of some of the pieces, but this is what we're getting out. And yeah, I think this is what we'll continue to get out. The testing that we've done to date, you know, the samples we've done have been very, you know, very successful. In time, I think when we're sort of, you know, running a sort of, you know, a larger and a more consistent operation, you will probably start doing some videos people will see. But as I say, just to set everyone's expectations, it looks more like we're building a house than we're mining for gold. You know, this is excavators digging trenches and sort of, you know, earth being moved backwards and forwards. But we'll produce some videos in due course.
Yeah, we look forward to those. So tell us a little bit about what it feels like to be on the ground there and sort of walking amongst the actual producing asset now that it's up and running.
I mean, look, it's really good. I mean, it's pretty exciting. You get that sort of, you know, sparkle in the, in the mass that's being produced, and it turned out to be a bit of gold. You get a buzz very, very quickly. And the site itself, I have to say, I mean, having visited it myself now, it was much, much better than we anticipated. You always worry, it's rather that sort of buying a house or someone, you sort of, get the keys from the estate agents, you go in and you're a bit disappointed that your previous owners haven't cleaned it and they've taken away the curtains and the lights aren't working. We didn't have any of that. We arrived to a very clean, very well-organized, very well-managed facility. And that's a real credit to the vendors. And the handover between us has been great. So I actually met with the vendors as well when I was in Australia, just to talk through some of their experiences and what they felt went well and what they felt could be improved. So the collaboration between former owner and current owner is very strong. The site itself, to some extent, it's not much to look at. I mean, it's a dried up creek bed, sitting in amongst the trees and gullies. But as you get into that into that sort of digging, into that production, it's pretty exciting. And the wash plant actually is, I mean, that's probably sort of the crown jewel, if you like, of what we have. This is a very well managed, very well put together wash plant that, I think if anything was at the top end of what we expected. And we're going to learn as we go. And the vendors given us a few tips as to how they set up the wash plant to get the best return. And there's a little bit of a playoff between you can run it faster and maybe accept that some of the finer the finer gold pieces will be lost in the process, or you can run it slower and do a maximum capture. And there's probably a balance between the two. And we will experiment with different process as we go through the learning experience of being a gold producer.
So what about Blue Mountain then? You've got Raglan going. Are you going to be bringing some of the experience you guys have gleaned at Raglan over to Blue Mountain?
We'll be bringing some of the experience, some of the equipment. Raglan was always a terrific sort of lead for Blue Mountain. We will hone our skills. We'll learn what goes well and what doesn't go so well. Just as I said about the wash plant a few moments ago, in Australian terms, Raglan and Blue Mountain are neighbours. They're just about an hour and a half apart, give or take. Very, very similar ground conditions, so there will be sharing of resource, namely sharing of the team, sharing of expertise, and also some of the equipment as well will be shared. We have probably a slight surplus of equipment at Raglan, so in time some of that can be moved over to Blue Mountain, and I think it gives us a very good head start. Blue Mountain is a much bigger property in terms of just overall size and scale. You will be working Blue Mountain for far, far longer than we're working Raglan. But Raglan gives us that base and gives us that understanding. And so when we do start at Blue Mountain, which hopefully we're too far off, we already have that expertise in-house.
So what sort of news flow can we look forward to from ECR then in the coming months?
Well, we'll continue to update everyone on how Raglan is going. And as I say, it's a steady start. We're making sure we've got all the all the right pieces in place. We've covered all the safety requirements, covered all the regulatory requirements, and we're digging in the right place. So people should expect further updates. It was mentioned in this morning's announcement that we're doing a series of test pits. That's really to validate what we've said. So we've given some indications in today's announcement as to what we think the grade is and what we think the depth is. That's to be a constantly evolving task, and it's also going to vary throughout the property. We don't have a uniform bedrock. We don't have uniform ground. There's going to be differences. And as we dig those test pits, we'll be able to give a much more, no pun intended, but in-depth report on what the ground is like and what the opportunity is in Raglan. As time goes on, we'll be able to talk about what phase two or maybe even phase three at Raglan might look like. Alongside that, there's also Blue Mountain, which the next step there is to secure that mining lease and start production at Blue Mountain. And then also not forgetting what we have elsewhere in the portfolio. So Lolworth, I think, remains the strong favorite in terms of our exploration assets. I mean, just for the sheer scale, the gold opportunity and silver opportunity, and also the slight proximity, it's also in Queensland. But likewise, we've got some terrific opportunities in Victoria. And when I was in Australia, I met with Bold Gold, who was the proposed JV partner at Creswick. I toured actually both Chris Wick and Ballaston with Adam Jones, and also Chris Gibbs, one of our directors. So we've got some interesting opportunities there. You know, the beating heart of the business is going to be those alluvial projects in Blue Mountain and Raglan. But ECR is much wider and much bigger than that.
Yeah, plenty going on. And you've got some money in the bank to sort of get to work, haven't you?
Well, we raised £1.5 million in the start of the year. We've not spent any of that so far. So that all sits intact in the bank. As Raglan gets into maturity, we're very confident they'll cover all of the overhead of the company, meaning we've got a much bigger war chest we've had in the past to expand the other projects. And that's the objective, to turn ECR into a very material mainstream gold producer in Australia.
Exciting times. ECR, the latest company to join the ranks of the world's gold producers. Thanks very much for talking us through it today, Nick.
Fantastic. Thanks, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.